everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you so much for joining us today. Recently, we received an email from the McCarthy family, and I wanted to read it to you. It says, quote, "We, the McCarthy family, would like to thank you for the wonderful inspiration you bring into our lives every day. We tune in as soon as we arise in the morning whilst preparing for the day ahead. You are there in the background, keeping us calm and focused. You're right there just before family prayers and scripture reading. We love and appreciate your influence in our home and lives. You are a great, easy-to-navigate site filled with abundant resources. You are a testament to the wonder of the age we live and the church's embracing of the latest technology in disseminating the gospel throughout the world. Thank you once again, David, Julie, and Jack from England." End of quote. Well, thank you to the McCarthy family. That was very kind of you. We are grateful that you listen and join in with us because we wouldn't be here without you. And the Mormon Channel is quite the international family. The Mormon Channel's YouTube channel is now available in 13 languages. And I'm going to tell you what they are just because I think it's so fun. English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, German, Russian, Italian, Korean, Japanese, Cantonese, Chinese Mandarin, and American Sign Language. We recognize we have a big audience, and we are grateful to you for listening. With us being such an international church, it is important that we reach out in love and kindness to those around us. So I wanted to share another example of kindness to those of other faiths, and I actually pulled this from the book that they recently did called Daughters in My Kingdom for the Women of the Church, or the Relief Society. This is a story about a young adult named Lynn. And when Lynn was a teenager, she and her mother learned that her stepfather had been seriously injured in a distant city. So they got on a plane to hurry and go visit him. But by the time they got there, he had already passed away. And she talks about what happens when she and her mother returned home, that basically this branch of the church where they were living took care of them and was so good to them and wrapped their arms around them and just kept serving them over and over again, and especially the Relief Society. Several years later, when Lynn was married and had three children of her own, she was then called to serve in a Relief Society presidency, and she wondered if she could meet the demands of her calling. But then she remembered the service that she had been the recipient of when her stepfather had died. And she says, quote, "Now," she thought to herself, "it's my turn." End of quote. And so she shares this experience that I'm going to relate. And she says, quote, "A young mother in the ward, one of my friends, suddenly lost her only child, a beautiful three-year-old daughter, to an infection that took her life before the doctors were even aware of how serious her illness was. The other counselor and I went to the house as soon as we heard of little Robin's death. As we approached the screened patio door, we heard the father, who was not a member of the church, sobbing as he talked long distance to his mother. Looking up, he saw us, still sobbing, and spoke into the phone, 'It will be all right, Mother. The Mormon women are here.'" End of quote. And actually, someone read that story to me, and while she was reading it to me, she was choked up and couldn't get through it. And find myself getting a little choked up now, but it's really touching that's the reputation that the church had with this man who wasn't even a member, was that everything would be okay because the Mormon women were there. And wouldn't that be great if that could be the reputation that we could all have, would be to know that if someone needed us, that we were there and looking out for them in their time of need. And I have a quote here that I found from President Monson from when he closed the 182nd Semiannual General Conference. And this is from the Church News, October 7th, 2012. And he says, quote, "May we ever watch over one another, assisting in times of need. Let us not be critical and judgmental, but let us be tolerant, ever emulating the Savior's example of loving kindness. In that vein, may we willingly serve one another. May we pray for the inspiration to know of the needs of those around us, and then may we go forward and provide assistance." End of quote. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that most important virtue and maybe what doors your love and kindness has opened, or perhaps you were the recipient of that kindness and maybe you were in or out of the gospel at that point, at some point in your life, and Maybe the way that others treated you had a big impact. If you have any stories that you'd love to share, I would love to hear them. So feel free to email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. One last story that I'm going to share with you before we close today is a video that I found online that inspired me. And it's from Casey Roebuck from NBC News, and it's called Hearing for the First Time. And this is about a family in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that adopted their little daughter, Jade, and she was 5 years old, and she was adopted from a Chinese orphanage last year. Jade was hearing impaired, and her family decided to give her the gift of hearing with a cochlear implant. And I was so touched when I watched the video of her hearing sound for the first time. In that moment, her mom made a little noise, and Jade turned her head towards her. Her mom exclaimed in tears, quote, "She's never turned her head to us when we've talked or done anything. Wow, that's a big moment," end of quote. And I thought that was truly a beautiful thing and an exciting thing for that family and for that little girl. And one of my fellow producers at the Mormon Channel made this observation after watching this video, that our Heavenly Father is constantly calling out to us as His children, but often we don't hear Him. Maybe we're too busy, or we're distracted, or maybe we haven't discovered Him yet, And sometimes maybe it's because we choose not to hear Him. But imagine the joy that comes into His heart, just like it did into the heart of this mother, when we do listen to Him and when we turn towards Him. It's a big moment, and I think He is filled with joy when we do. And not only does He feel joy, but I think we feel joy as well. If you have any comments, feel free to send them my way, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Thank you again for joining us. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our song of the day that I'm going to leave you with is called It Passes All My Understanding, and it's by Sherry Call. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Have a great day.
Sitting on a southbound plane, I was buried in a magazine, when the man in the next seat over wanted to talk to me. He talked about the universe, he talked about Saturn's rings, and he said I might be an atheist, except for just one thing. It passes all my understanding how it all worked out just right. The distance that we live from the sun, the stars that shine at night. We may prove that it was just an accident, but how did it begin? It passes all my understanding. Told him, you are a scholar, you know things that I don't know, but I believe a God in heaven made everything below, and I know we are His children, I've known it since I was two, but when it comes to being struck with awe, I'm just like you. Passes all my understanding, all the beauty we have here, from the majesty of the canyons to a tiny baby's ear. And even when I can't believe it, He still believes in me. It passes all my understanding. watch the sunset through the clouds. In a tiny little airplane window, with people sleeping all around. And I thought of how we just expect this world to be. When the flight attendant passed me by, I threw away my magazine. It passes all my understanding how the Lord knows both our names. And He made this world for everyone who was sitting on that plane. And in spite of all of man's distractions, He offers us His peace. That passes all my understanding.